2015 NFL Draft inching closer now, just 3 weeks from this Thursday night as we press on here on Broncos TV with Andrew Mason and Phil Milani. I'm Chris Hall. Time to spend this week focusing on the pass rushers. And everyone said the last couple of years, guys, has turned into a passing league. Well, if that's the case, you want guys who can go get those quarterbacks. There's a bunch of them this year, Phil.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, there's no doubt that the pass rusher is such a crucial position. Even if you look at the Broncos, they go out and get a guy like DeMarcus Ware. They have a lot of depth at the position, too. So there's no doubt that there's a very big importance on the position. And if you look at this year's draft class, there's going to be a couple of guys who definitely go in the top 10. But after that, there's some uncertainty there. I mean, you could take a guy like Randy Gregory, but of course, he tested positive for marijuana at the combine. And then other guys who have the athletic ability, but maybe are a little bit more of a potential upside kind of player that you're going to take a guy and kind of develop him.
Whether they play defensive end or outside linebacker in college, they're all on this list. Top of the class. Let's meet them. Okay, Andrew, let's start with Kentucky's Bud Dupree, who only had two offers coming out of high school, but at 265, he can still drop. This guy's just athletic.
Yeah, just athletic. You said 265. You know, with that size, can be very stout against the run. Of these top edge guys we're talking about, I think he's the best against the run. Where he actually needs work is in the pass rush. Can he be a little quicker, and can he learn some more moves than he has right now? If he can, he can be very effective. But I think at the very least, a good all-around edge rusher.
Had a great combine, ran a great 40. Even at that size, said, hey, look, it's still important to maintain that bend you like to see out of a pass rusher at 6'4".
It's very important to make sure you can still bend when you're tall and got a lot of weight. You know, you want to make sure your when you come around the corner, your steps are on point. Make sure you're bending at the right time, not just running by the quarterback. So it plays a big role.
We move on to Clemson's Vic Beasley, who makes a lot of guys say, hey, look, I just want to be on the field. Doesn't matter if it's a 3-4 or 4-3. But he said, hey, I'll even play the mic if the coaches ask me.
Yeah, and it's interesting, 3-4 or 4-3, because he may project like Von Miller, as in a guy that is a 3-4 outside backer and a 4-3. You're running him at defensive end in pass rush situations and strong side linebacker when you're in the base package. He's definitely more of a pass rusher right now, like Von Miller was, but he's got the speed and athleticism, I think, to be a good run defender. Maybe not at the point of attack, but certainly chasing guys outside and making sure they get to the sideline to where the cornerbacks and others can take care of them.
We said it at the top of this segment. Everyone needs a good pass rusher. Beasley thinks that.
The game is changing. It's a passing league. NFL is a passing league. So you're going to need guys to be able to rush the passer. And that's where this draft is predominantly based on. There's a lot of good pass rushers in this draft.
Next up, Missouri's Shane Ray, who said, hey, look, the reason why I'm good, I have a really good first step. Mace, he's quick at 250.
A good first step, and he comes from a school that's been a factory for producing outstanding edge rushers in recent years. 245 pounds, classic pass rusher, can get around the edge. What I'd like to see from him going forward is a few more moves, especially to the inside, but he's very coachable. I think he can develop them.
Ray said at the combine, explained exactly why he thinks he's a complete defender.
I've shown that I can make plays in the open field, that I can drop into covers. Throughout my career, my coach has moved me all around the defense. I played over three techniques and beat guards. I've stood up and rushed from the middle. I've dropped into covers and came back and covered guys coming out the backfield. And I've just displayed my speed consistently and what I can do as I feel like as a 4-3 defensive end and an outside linebacker.
Next up is Nebraska's Randy Gregory, who I'll just take the notes I had and get rid of him because the only thing that matters at this point in April is the fact that he failed a drug test back at the scouting combine, Andrew, and how teams will react to that failed test.
Yes, some will cross him off their boards because of that test, certainly. At the same time, if he drops, he's going to represent value for somebody. It's, you know, the risk-reward ratio. Where is the right spot for him? You know, there was a little bit of an issue of him before as far as his weight. He's 235. You'd like to see him add 10 to 15 more pounds going forward, but really that's superseded by the drug test. And, for his sake, you hope it's not the sign of a future problem.
Yeah, chances are he will get picked, and chances are he will get picked relatively high. And regardless of failing this drug test, he hasn't played organized football all that long and said back at the combine his best years are still in front of him.
I think I've done a lot with the time I've had. I played, like I said, 2 years at JUCO. My second year I got hurt. So really I played 1 year of junior college and, 3 years of college in general. and 2 years of D1 football. So for me, playing the position, I got moved here sophomore year of high school. So, you know, I'm relatively new to the position still. So I'm still learning things, and I think, you know, I'm real coachable.
And finally, Florida's Dante Fowler Jr., who could go in the top five overall in this draft, Andrew, of the five we've touched on, probably the most likely can't-miss prospect.
Easily, and it really, there's a lot to like about him. There's really not any glaring weaknesses in his game. I mean, he's a very good pass rusher, but yeah, he's also very good against the run as well. He's strong at the point of attack. You know, he's maybe a better fit in a 3-4, but certainly is going to have a role in a 4-3 if that's a team that picks him. I'd be shocked if he lasts beyond the first five picks.
Yeah, 3-4 or 4-3, it really doesn't matter to Fowler Jr. because at Florida, he played both.
It can help me a lot just because I can play anywhere. I can play from linebacker to DN and then going in trenches and playing three technique to nose guard. So I can do a lot for a team, and that causes a lot of outfits for, you know, for the offense and really just, you know, stressing the offensive coordinators out and things like that.
That'll do it for Top of the Class. Look out on Friday for a piece on Harvard's Zach Hodges by Phil Milani. Mr. Hodges says he's the best pass rusher in this draft. Check out the piece. We'll see. For Andrew and Phil, I'm Chris.